You are listening to the Direct Booking Success Podcast, bringing you all the information you need for your short-term rental to stand out from the crowd. I'm your host, Jen Boyles. As an owner and manager myself, I know how hard it can be to navigate the hospitality industry. I'm here to help, so you too can have direct booking success.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Direct Booking Success Podcast. I'm Jen Boyles, your host. I'm super excited to be here with you today. Today, I have Michael Guilford with me, all the way from Down Under, and he has launched an exciting new product called Email Collect. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jim.
Great to have you here. Now, let's get started about talking about your background and how you got into this. I believe you started in 2018, didn't you, in your property management business?
Yes, that's correct, in Brisbane, Australia.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about the apartments and why did you start going into this?
Well, you know, as you can see, we were coming up for retirement and our superannuation wasn't really great. And so we sort of always been sort of looking around for something that we could supplement our retirement with and, you know, a little bit of a passive income out of it. So we've always been fiddled around with real estate, bought and sold and rented and stuff like that throughout our married life. And Karen came across this idea through a friend and we looked at it and decided that this could work. Yeah. So, you know, we bought a little training package and yeah, we just basically went out and did it.
Yeah, it's great. And you've got 14 apartments right now,
Yeah. 14 apartments in the CBD of Brisbane. Yes.
Oh, great. And what about, are you hands-on or, because you used the word passive. So we know that anyone that is doing the business full-time, it's not passive, right? So you must have some help, right?
Well, we basically run, my wife runs the day-to-day, the phone interaction computer side of it. And we have cleaners and me. And so, you know, I go and mop up the messes and the cleaners do the cleaning. Yeah. So we have two cleaning companies just to sort of cover our bets a little bit, but that's it. You know, we have a tech stack, of course, which allows us to run quite a bit of the business passively.
Yeah. Oh, great. So talk to me about direct bookings. How did you, or just bookings in general, how did you start with your bookings? Did you start on the OTAs, the online travel agents?
Yes, we've been on the OTAs. Yes, that's where we start, you know, and they've been solid and given us, you know, a solid business over the years. But as happens, you know, you think, well, gee, one of these guys disappeared, you know, what happens to our business? So we started developing the direct booking side of the business. The direct booking is not huge, you know, that's probably around 15-20%, but that's going to improve more with the idea that I've come up with. Because the problem is that your data is blocked by the OTAs, and so it's difficult to build a direct booking guest list. So that's always the stumbling block you have when you start out and you're dependent on the OTAs to get yourself rolling.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. It's not your guest, it's their guest, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, and that doesn't change. You know, there's all sorts of methods people use to get that data, but it's difficult and it's a lot of to and fro with your guests, trying to give them rental agreements or things like this to try and get that.
Yeah, and I love that this idea has come out of a real need for your own business. You realize the impact the OTAs are having on your business and you've been wanting to get more direct bookings. And that's where this idea came from. I like that. I think that's really great.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's right. I think, you know, 60 to 70% direct booking business, you're really at the mercy of the OTAs, you know, destroying your business at any moment in time.
That's it. And we sit there and we, you know, our properties are on the online travel agents and we've just got our fingers crossed, hoping a booking will come in. When direct bookings, we can be assertive in it and proactive and go after them ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, you can be proactive, as you said. That's really the key, is that you can actually, you know, go out and actually create your own guests. by, you know, doing marketing or whatever you, type of marketing that you want to do, but at least it's available for you to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So tell us about Email Collect. How did this, what is it and how did it come to you, this idea?
Well, it's just a software where people have a QR code in their property. People scan it, contact form, they get access to the Wi-Fi. So it's like a Wi-Fi gate there with the contact form. That contact form goes to a CSV file and the host or the property owner downloaded that and he's got all the guest details. Not only the guest who came, who did the booking, but any guest that basically wants to use the Wi-Fi or we end up filling out the contact form themselves. It's not something that, you know, maybe they won't hand it around the room. It's like, go get it yourself, you know? Yeah, so the idea for it came from the fact that we're forced into using QR codes in restaurants. And I'm sure where you live, you had much the same experience. There was COVID. QR codes sort of took over our life, you know, even when it's to hand out physical menus and all this sort of stuff, want to cut down their labor force. And yeah, so QR codes sort of been around for a long time, but they came quite important there for a period through COVID. And so I've filled out, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds of these things in restaurants and always, and just sort of thinking one day that, gee, you know, why can't we actually use this in our own business? And so silly me thought these things were, you know, cooked up in the kitchen by the restaurant owner, made them up themselves. And I, you know, it was all pretty simple. But when I actually looked into it, I realized that these systems were owned by big multinationals and they were renting them to these restaurants. And so I thought, there's obviously a little bit more complicated to create something like this. I have a niece who has a university degree in computing. So we sort of sat down and talked about it and said, well, you know, we'll actually, you know, sit down and create this.
Well, that's great. So she was able to give you the direction and give you the information that you needed on how you could create this.
Well, yeah, she did the sort of the back end, you know, that coding and stuff like that. And that's surprisingly, at the same time, ChatGPT turned up. And that was a major benefit in that it sped the process up. We went and paid for the pro version and that even sped it up even more. Just to be able to ask questions. You know, they gave you little snippets of code as well, quite surprisingly. And yeah, so that chat was actually a major benefit and moving forward to figuring our ways through this.
I think that's happening with a lot of companies right now. Introducing a bit of that AI tech is helping them a lot. But it has to be the humans that come up with the idea and the humans that market it. So it's called Email Collect and it's software. There's no hardware involved, is there?
No, it's just you pay an annual subscription and then we send you a PDF of the QR code. And, you know, that's basically all the interaction up front that needs to be done. You know, you can take that PDF and dress it up with your company logos, whatever welcome things on it, and you just place it in the apartment.
And I liked how you explained it. It's like I described it as a Wi-Fi gate. So as people want to get onto the Wi-Fi, they have to put in their details, their phone, or not their phone. Is it their phone or is it just what details do people actually have to put in to get?
Name, email, phone, and where they sort of live, you know, where they live in sort of Arizona or Texas or Australia. Just another thing that people can just sort of look at the data and sort of discern whether, you know, if they want to allocate it out a little bit more and segment the data a little bit.
And what are you doing? So once you get these email addresses, because you've got 14 apartments. So when we think about it, at any given night, you could have 14 sets of guests in your apartments. They're all going on the Wi-Fi. So then their data goes into a spreadsheet and then you get it. And you upload it to your CRM, your email program. And then what are people supposed to do with it?
Well, that's where life gets a little bit more complicated because as time goes on, your data builds. You might start off with 10 or 20 and then suddenly you got 100 and then you got 1,000. And then you have to be a little bit more official, like using these marketing companies. And there's a variety of ways you can go. I know I went to the conference in Nashville just recently, and I was surprised at the number of new companies that had started to provide this service. Some of them provided a full suite so that you didn't have to do anything. You just basically had to hand over your data to them, and that scrapes stuff up your website and reviews and stuff like that, and that market to your customers. And so, it's obviously a paid service. And others were providing templates and a guide. So there's a number of companies which recently appeared to help people with that, using that data, because you can collect it and you can sit on it. And I think a lot of people may find that's what they do, but that's not the purpose, sitting on the data. You got to take that data and make it work for you. And I would look into those, personally, I would look into those companies to actually provide that service for you, whether you want the full sort of white gloves sort of story, or you're interested in doing a part of the work yourself.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing about it, isn't it? That you upload the data to your email program, and that's where the hard work starts. It's when you upload their data into your email program and you have to start emailing out to your guests, your past guests, not just the ones that have booked, but anyone that has logged into the Wi-Fi, and then start emailing them, telling them how amazing, reminding them how amazing their trip was, telling them about things that are coming up and encouraging them to come back. Isn't that the overall sort of strategy?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And that has to be done. And that people got to remember that that's a part of the chain of collecting data from your guests, is that you actually get out and make that data work for you.
Yeah.
Without that, the whole thing's fairly pointless.
Yes, exactly. And I love talking to people and I say, so you've got an email list. Yes, I've got an email list. Okay, great. How many are on it? 200. Great. How often do you email? That's where it gets tricky. And I think people get afraid that they don't want to bother people. But the thing is if those guests have had an amazing time, they want to hear from you. They want to hear about how they can come back and stay again.
And they're happy to do that too. They're more than happy to come back and stay. Yeah, so there's no need to be afraid to market to your past guests. And the thing is that they've opted in to the marketing as well on that QR code or on the contact form. They've actually consented for you to contact them. So that's a big part of getting that consent. So you're not just doing a spray out there to whoever. This group of people that have been stayed with you have actually consented for you to contact them.
Yeah, it complies with the international data laws, doesn't it? So you're not spamming. Yeah. People have opted in to hear from you, and they can unsubscribe anytime they want.
Exactly. That's a big part of your marketing, is that that next step that you've got to give them that option to unsubscribe if they wish.
Well, I applaud your entrepreneurial spirit, because you would think that I'm not going to give away your age by any means, but at this stage of life, you'd be like, I just want to put my feet up now. But I think coming up with a new tech solution is amazing.
Yes. Hopefully I've still got a long runway in front of me. So I got to do something.
That's true. Well, I want to thank you, Michael, so much for coming on to talk about Email Collect, because it is an exciting program and I love that software. So anyone around the world can use it, can't they?
Yes. We've got about 190 odd countries around the world, and if there's internet there, you're in business.
Great. So I do want to ask you, because we're talking about direct bookings and this is a tool that can help people increase their direct bookings, which is we're all in favor for. So what does direct booking success mean to you?
I'll tell you a couple of little short stories. We've collected something like 1,600 five-star reviews over the years. One reason we didn't start with 14 properties, you know, we built up to that over time. Yeah, and we run it, you know, 4.9 on the OTAs. So we were right up there. And just this is the best time this has ever happened to us just recently, and it did put the wind up us a little bit. We got a one-star review and it was quite spurious, the review. You know, you didn't show us any proof or show us any photos of all the accusations. And they were completely refunded their money and we were blocked. Our site was, that particular apartment was blocked for a week from taking bookings. That sort of can put a bit of a scare into you real quick. And I've heard stories, you know, people's whole sites being blocked. And you know, even to the point where they're shut down completely, not just given a week slap on the wrist. And so, yeah, so direct bookings takes that out of your life. You have no dependency on an outside force coming in and messing with your business. Direct bookings does that for you. And the other thing it does for you is that I always sort of joke around talking about business and stuff, but we sort of say that the best business you've ever owned is the one you just sold for seven figures. And direct bookings, that data list increases the value of your business. That gives your business something to actually sell. If you've got an OTA dependent business, you don't really have a lot to sell. But if you've got 10,000 or 20,000 addresses, which are people that have stayed in your property, you said you've built up over a number of years, you actually have something to sell. And that puts value on your business. And so, and that's what direct bookings means to me.
Great. Great. Yes. So that's a really good point, isn't it? It's putting that value on your business. Because if you're wholly reliant on another business, you're just a contractor, really. You're not even, you don't even really have a full-fledged business. So that's wonderful. Well, thank you. So the website is emailcollect.com. I'll put the links in the show notes where people can come and have a look at it. It's really a great idea. And Michael, I thank you so much for coming and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me on your podcast, Jen. That's very nice.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Direct Booking Success Podcast. For more information about this episode and others, head to the website directbookingsuccess.com/podcast. See you next time.